Good morning. Today is July 30th, Chaf Gimel Menachem Av, Tov Shin Ayin Gimel. We are holding in Simon Tov Tzadi, towards the end of Hilchos Pesach. Say there Tfilas Yom Sheni Tfilas Cholos Shel Moed. The order of the davening of the second day of Yontif, as well as Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph of Simon Tov Tzadi, this is, can be found on page 194 of the Dear Shu edition. B'yom Sheni, Koyrim v'Parshas Emor. We're discussing the laning that one lanes on Yontif. On the second day of Yontif, the Mechaber tells us, B'yom Sheni, Koyrim v'Parshas Emor, from Parshas Emor, from Shor Oikesef, Ad Seif Inyan, from the beginning of Shor Aikesev until the end of the topic. Umaftir Kaire Kimoy Biyom Rishoin. The Maftir lanes just like he does from on the first day. Umaftir Bemalachim Bepesach, the Yeshiyahu, the Maftir Sum Yeshiyahu, Mivayishlach, Hamelach Ad Vachrov Lekom Kamayhu. Says the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Aleph, Shor Aikesev. The Mairi Shom Minyoni Kol HaMoedim V'Gam Shel Pesach. The Mishnah Brura explains why do we lain from Shor Kesef in Parshas Emor, because over there it discusses the Yontifs as well as Pesach. Sivkot Beis Ad Soif Inyan Zahainu Ad Vaidavr Moshe Es Moedei Hashem. Now there's an interesting point over here that the Mishnah Brura brings down. He says V'Kosu HaSforim D'Toiv La'asoyz B'Yom Sheni. It's appropriate to make on the second day of Yontif basuda on during the meal. Eized dover lezeiches sudas est. Although we're discussing Pesach here, the Mishnah Brura rings down that on the second day of Pesach, which by in Chutz Laaretz is still Yontif, it's appropriate to have something more special and significant, something for Zeche Lesudis Esther, Shebeyoim Hahu Nitla Haman. On that day, Haman was killed. Says the Mishnah Brura, says the Dirshu number one, Makora Dover Hevi Magen Avram. The Magen Avram here in Simon Reish, Simon Tov Tzadi says that this, the Makor for this is from the Shlach Kodush. And the Prima Godim says, Sheyesh Simin Ladovar Bahaftarah Shel Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. There's a Simin Ladovar that Haman was killed on that day. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayishbais Haman Mimacharas Ba'achlam. Referring to the food that fell down, it stopped coming down. This is in Sefer Yehoshua in Perik Hey, Pasuk Yud Beis. Dahainu Shah Haman Nitle lemacharas haPesach. The Haman was killed on the second day of Pesach. If you take a look further in the Dirshu, there are other opinions as well, which is not for now. Says now the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Yom Shlishi, the third day now of Chol HaMoed. We started with the second day of Pesach. Now we go to the third day of Pesach, which, according to everyone, whether it's in Chutz Laaretz or Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz, is of course a Chol HaMoed. Arvis Shachris Umincha Mariv, the Shmone Esrei of the Mariv, the Shmone Esrei of the Shachris, and the Shmone Esrei of the Mincha, Mispalal Kedarkoi, one davins the regular 18, which we know is 19 brachas, the regular Shmone Esrei, V'oimer Yalev Yavoi Ba'avoida, and we also say Yalev Yavoi by Ritzei. V'imloi Omroi, and if you did not say it, Machzir Noisai. If a person did not say Yalev Yovei in the Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris Mincha Mariv, then he has to daven again. He did not fulfill his obligation. Says the Mechaber further, what about Yalev Yovei in benching? V'chein Maskiro B'Berechas HaMozon, we also mention Yalev Yovei in benching. And if a person did not remember to say Yalev Yovei in benching, V'imloi Omroi, Ein machzir noisai. He does not have to repeat his benching. If he did not say Yalev Yovei benching, he does not have to repeat the benching. You have to understand why that is. Why in the benching, he does not have to go back. And to that we'll see the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Gimel, Eimach Zir Noisai, the Daf Bet Filo de Loisagi de Loispal of the Kaven Shloispal Karoi Yachzor, the Hainim im Nizkor Laacha Shoker Raglov Choisla Roish, im Anchloi Seemed Philosa Choisla Ritzei, Mashain Kane, Bebecha Samozan, Cholomoid, the boy Loyachil Dovra Mechaev, Lebecha Samozan. Says the Mishnah Brura that in regards to the Shmoneh Esrei, he has to make sure that he davens what's called a tefillah karoi, an appropriate tefillah which is included in the Yalavi Yovai. He has to mention Yalavi Yovai. And if he did not say Yalavi Yovai, it's not considered that he davened. Now, if he did not, in the brackets, he tells the Hainim Nizkor La'acha Sho'oka Raglov, then Ichoizel L'Roish. If he already takes his 3 steps back, that's what it's called, that's what it means, Oka Raglov, he uprooted his feet, then he goes to back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. But let's say he already finished, he said Moidim, and he went further, and he realized, wait a minute, I did not say Yalav Yovai. So in that scenario, he goes back to Ritzei, and then it says Yalav Yovai correctly. In number 2 of the Dirshu, he tells us that V'mispal b'chol ha'moed tfilas yontif. What happens if he daven on chol ha'moed a tefillah a yontif? So instead of davening the Shemoneh Esrei of Chol, which has 19 brachas in it, he davened the Shemoneh Esrei that only has 7 brachas, because he davened the yontif davening instead of the weekday davening. Says the Shuvas Leiv Chaim Chelik Beisim and Tezvav, as well as the Igros Moishin or Chaim Chelik Dalasim Chof Aleph Ois Gimel, that he did not fulfill his obligation of Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore he would have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Back in the Mishnah Brura, so the question is, why is it that in regards to benching, he does not have to repeat benching if he did not say Yalav Yavoi? Masha'enkin b'berchas ha'mozoin b'chalamoid, specifically on chalamoid we're talking now, by benching, the boy lo'yochil dover mechay l'berchas ha'mozoin. If he wants, he does not have to eat matzah that would require him to bench. Sho'ichel basar peyus, because he could eat basar, meat, uperets, and fruit, v'halkein, therefore, ein machzir lo'yisoy b'chol gavni, therefore, he does not have to repeat the benching. V'ayin l'alsim k'uf pe'ches, if zayim mishnah brura, b'er halacha sham. Now, in number 3 of the Dershu, they bring down that although a person is not mechuyuv, he's not obligated to eat matzah and to wash, however, avo l'chadchilo, we'll learn later on in Yitzhak Hashem, in Sim Tav Kuf Lamed, She Mitzvah L'Gvoy Yisuda B'chol Ha'moed Al HaPas, Achas B'Layla V'Achas B'Yoyim. That it's a mitzvah to have a meal with matzah, or if it's the other yontifs, of Sukkis, Chol Ha'moed, one by day and one by night, Kevin She Mitzvah L'Chavdoi B'Achil V'Shtiyo, since it's a mitzvah to honor the yontif by eating and drinking. Says the Mechaber later on, in Sim Tav Kuf Lamed, in the Mishnah Berurah, the Sifkan Aleph, and the Ikir Achila is Bepas, that the main eating is with Pas. It says there, continues, that Shechol HaMoed Dina K'Rosh Chodesh, the Chol HaMoed has a Din of Rosh Chodesh, Masha She'in Mitzel Echo Pas. Therefore, since Chol HaMoed is a Din like Rosh Chodesh, that there's no specific mitzvah to eat Pas, nonetheless, that means, in regards to, if you forgot Yalav Yovoi, Ein Tzorech Lachzor B'Diyavi, you don't have to go back. Aval Lechatchilo Mitzvah Lechol Pas, but Lechatchilo, you should definitely eat Pas. He concludes over there that the Gra came out, Sidei Shebechol HaMoed Chayiv Lechol Pas, L'Daitei Im Layom Yalav Yovoi Tzorech Lachzor. Now, according to the Vilna Gaon, a person is obligated to eat pas, he's obligated to eat bread, or in this case we're discussing Pesach matzah. So according to the Gra, one would, if he would not say Yalav Yovai, if he did not say Yalav Yovai in the benching, then he would have to repeat the benching according to the Vilna Gaon. The minig, you have to speak to your own Rav, but basically the minig is normally that the Yalav Yovai, that a person does not repeat the benching if he did not say Yalav Yovai in the benching. Then the Mechaber says, the Ramah says, rather the Mechaber says, V'musof mispal kederech shemispal v'musof shel yomtif, the musof achol ha'moed is the same Musaf that one davens on Yontif as well a day before. Hagar, however, the Ramah says is one difference. Ela shekishemagia la'al yedei Moshe avdecha mipicha v'decha ka'amar. When a person comes to these words of yedei Moshe avdecha mipicha v'decha ka'amar, he says, "Oyme v'kraftim oyla." He says, "V'kraftim oyla ad ushnei smidim kilchosim." Up until ushnei smidim kilchosim. In the Mishnah Sef Katan Dalid, the Mishnah says, "Oyme v'kraftim or soloyma shelo yoyma uvachodesh arishoin tekvar ovar." He shouldn't say vachodesh arishoin because that already passed. In number 5 of the Dirshu, he brings down what we learned earlier, a very important halacha in Simin Tov Peiches Sef Katan Yud Gimel. That what happens if a person forgot and he did not say the psukim of the karbonus on in the musaf? Does he have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? And the mechaber already paskin that he does not have to repeat his Shmoneh Esrei, and he's already yoytzi his obligation, even though he did not say the proper psukim of the karbonus of the musaf Shmoneh Esrei. Says now the Mechaber further in Sif Gimel. Noegim Shebi Yomtev Oymer Es Yomtev Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. Mechaber says the minig is to say Es Yomtev Mikra Kodesh Hazeh Obachol Moed Chol Shal Moed Oymer Es Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. And on Chol Moed the minig is to say, says the Mechaber, Es Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. The Ramah says, "V'onu ein noegin klal loymar mikra kodesh klal." We don't say mikra kodesh at all. Loy biyontiv, loy b'cholamoid, not a yontiv, not a cholamoid. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Hey, you see from here Shema Mino the cholamoid loy mikra yontiv. You see that cholamoid is not called a yontiv. V'ein loymar, don't say b'cholashemoid b'birchas amazon harachman yanchileinu. Yom Shekula Toiv. We know that on Yontif we add the Harachamun of Yanchi Leinu Yom Shekula Toiv. So the Mishmur is telling us that on Cholamoid we do not say this Harachamun of Harachamun Yanchi Leinu Yom Shekula Toiv. So Yontif, what happens if Yontif falls out on Shabbos? Says the El Yerabah Kosev El Yerabah Shiyoyma Harachamun Al Kol Echob Lifni Atzmai. A person would say, make sure he says the Rachman Yom Chilein Yom Shukul Shabbos. He says the Rachman Shabbos as well as the Rachman Yom Chilein Yom Shukul Toiv as well. Which one does one say first? He says the order of Shabbos first, then of Yom Chilein Yom Shukul Toiv of Yontif, because of Todeh Rishayda Todeh Todeh Koidim, and then he says if it is Sukkos, then he also says Harachman Yakim Lono Sukkos Dovra Nefalos after Yom Chilein Yom Shukul Toiv. Sif Katan Vav. The Ramah Sifkad and Vav. The Ramah says, "V'onu ei noigin loymar." We don't say, says the Ramah, "Mikra koydish" at all. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kosu achreinim d'min hagenu loymar mikra koydish." The Arab minhag is to say mikra koydish bein v'yomtov bein v'chol shomoid, whether it's yomtov or cholamoid. If ein oimrim es yomtov, afilo biyomtov, we don't say as yomtov, even on yomtov. Siv dalid. Kol hayomim shal chuloi shal moed, ushnei yom achreinim shal yomtov, korin ha halel bedilok moed berosh chodesh. All the days of chol moed, as well as the last 2 days of Pesach, meaning in the Chutz Laaretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the last 2 days, Kairin, HaHalel, Bedila, we say Halel, the half Halel, it's called the Chatzi Halel, just like we say on Rosh Chodesh. What's the reason why in Chol HaMoed we say Chatzi Halel? Why don't we say the whole Halel in Chol HaMoed? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Zayin, Kairin, HaHalel, Bedilug, Bibnei Shebi Yom Shvi Shal Pesach, Nidvu HaMitzrim. Because in the 7th day on Pesach, in Shvi Shal Pesach, the Mitzrim were drowned. Amar HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Ma'ase Yodai Toivin Bayom. My creations, the Mitzrim were Rishoyim, but they were still Hashem's creations. They're drowning in the sea. Va'atem Oim Shiro Lefanai, and you're singing praise in front of me. So, therefore, we don't say a Halal Sholem, on Yom Shvi Shal Pesach. The Kevin Shiv Shvi Einor Moisai. Since on the seventh day of Pesach we don't say a complete Hallel, Al Kein the Chol Amoid Gam Kein Einor Moisai Shal Ya'odif Mi Yom Tov Achroin. Therefore on Chol Amoid we also don't say a Hallel Hasholim. We say a Chatzi Hallel rather. We say the half Hallel so that the Chol Amoid should not be a greater day than the Yontif itself of Shvi Shal Pesach. Let's see one more halacha for this morning in Sif Hey. The Mechaber says, discussing now the simon of the Parshius, the order of the Parshius. So he's going to say some words which are not real words, they're just simonim, remazim, signs to help us remember the order of the Parshius. The Mechaber says, simon of Parshius, what is the simon of Parshius? Simna parashas shel shmoyne simen Pesach of the 8 days of Pesach are as follows: Meshach Toira Kadish Bekaspo Psal Bemadbera Shalach Buchra Sif Kodin Ches Meshach Toira Vehem Simoni Roshi Parashas. These are the signs of the beginning of the parashas. The Hainu Yom Rishon, the first day, we say we read lain from Mishchu Kchu Yom Sheni Shor Akesef, which we saw already in Sif Aleph. Yom Shlishi Kadishli Kol Bechor. Yom Revi Im Kesef Tava. Yom Chamishi B'Salucho. Yom Shishi B'Madbero. Dahainu V'Yidaber V'Goymer B'Midbar Sinai V'Yasu B'Nei Yisrael Esa Pesach. B'Yom Shvi'i Parashas B'Shaloch. B'Yom Shmini Buchro Kol HaBechor Ashe Yivolid. Continues the Mechaber. This order one should not change. Pesach b'yom chamishi, unless Pesach falls out on Thursday. Chamishi is Thursday. Shabiyom shlishi shuv Shabbos. Then the third day of Pesach, which is Shabbos, koyrei re'eyato oimer elai shuv psal. Uviyom rishon sheni shlishi koyrin kadesh. And in the first, second, third day, Lin Kadesh, Bekaspa, Bemadbra, says the Mishruah Sif Kotten Tes, and with this we'll conclude for today. Kaire, Mibnei, Shekosuboy, Minyoni, the Shabbos. The reason why you lain from Re'eyat to Oimer Elai, because it discusses, since it fell out, Pesach falls on Shabbos, so we also lain of Minyoni of Shabbos as well. We'll stop here for today. Have a nice day. Thank you.